Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Talk with Carrie. For tonight's episode, if you want a free mini reading, call in and get in line for the queue. And I will take callers on whatever topic callers want to talk about. The call-in number tonight is 805-727-7011. And at the moment, I have an empty queue, so feel free to hop on in there or pop in the chat room. I will be doing readings from the chat room if there are not callers or if callers don't take up the whole half hour. I was thinking that tonight would be a great night to go back to doing my show, the weekend of the blood moon and all of that astrological stuff out there. And I am by no means an astrologer, but I thought it'd be a great time. And I want to say a special thanks to someone very special who made sure I had everything I needed to be able to be here with all my listeners at Blog Talk Radio tonight. So thank you to that sweet, thoughtful person. So if you have any topics you want to talk about, call in, ask. This year I'm going to be doing something a little bit different along with the readings you all are used to getting when you call in. I'm going to do my free mini readings, my intuitive readings, my tarot. I am also offering counseling services and for readings and counseling. If you guys want private readings, I have the same great rates as before. I can always be reached through email. I can be reached through the Blog Talk messaging system, which is not necessarily the best way to reach me. Or you can call me or text me at 907-942-3359. Again, if you want a free mini reading or want to do some counseling, call me at 907-942-3359 or text me, preferably not between 8 and 5 Pacific Standard Time. Feel free to text during that time, and I will get back to you. This year, I am hoping that things move forward in positive manners for all my listeners and everybody else out there. This past year has just seemed really busy. There's been a lot of negativity in the world and in the universe in general, and I feel like we're starting to move out of that a little bit. I have a guest in the chat room. Just curious if my guest in the chat room can hear me. And if so, if they have any questions. It's awfully quiet out there tonight, but then it's a Sunday night, so that happens sometimes. So I guess my guest in the chat room is not going to let me know if they can hear me. I'm hoping they can, since it's been a while since I've been on the radio and in the studio. So, again, the call-in number tonight for a free mini reading is 805-727-7011. And like I was saying earlier, I'm going to be doing readings as normal. I'm going to offer some counseling. And for the readings and the counseling, if you want a private one, you must be 18. If you're on Blog Talk Radio and you're under 18, hopefully your parents know when you have their permission. But for private readings or counseling, I do need a parent's consent, which is, you know, just asking and getting them to let me know that's all right. It's not a real big deal other than they got to agree. So I am hoping that my guest in the chat room can hear me okay, and maybe they'll call in with a question or ask a question from the chat room. Feel free to type a question if you have one. I'm having a little difficulty operating my studio because it's very different than what it looked like last time I was in the studio. Okay, guest, I can see you're there. I can see the chat room now. And if you have a question, feel free to type it in. And hopefully we'll get some callers here soon. Sorry for the dead air. I was expecting to be a little bit busier. I'm going to just draw a card for that person that, I'm going to shuffle and draw a card for that person out there listening that might be a little hesitant or nervous about calling in tonight. I'm just going to pull a couple cards for that person listening and see what I get. And then if they have questions, they can feel free to call me or pop in the chat room. First card I'm getting for you tonight is an inverted Queen of Wands. My second card tonight is an inverted Six of Swords. Followed by the Wheel of Fortune. Unfortunately, that's upright. That's good news for this person listening. See, followed by a Strength card, a King of Wands, and I have a Three of Wands. Queen of Wands, this is, in this context, is a person who is used to being a little bit commanding, demanding, and they're, you know, coming out of that some. They might feel out of sorts due to that at this time. The Six of Wands are moving away from those types of things in their life and going towards things more positive, although they feel stalled. That's why this card is inverted. By suffering through these two difficult times, this is going to lead them to the Wheel of Fortune. So the Wheel of Fortune does not necessarily mean just money. It's richness in all areas of life. This could be things such as money, of course, romance, spirituality, love, career, and being, you know, having the Wheel of Fortune pop up in career context does not always mean money. Sometimes it means someone's doing what they love, and money is not necessarily a factor. The Strength card tells me this person is very strong. They're going forward in their life with strength. They know what they want. They know how to get it, although they may struggle a little bit to get there. This is bringing them to a time of rest in their life where they're going to be able to sit back and relax. This is being shown to me by the King of Wands. And they're going to get the respect that they have earned in this life. It's not going to have been given freely, but it has truly been earned. And other people are going to see that. And other people are going to give this person respect, because we get back what we give out, and this person emits it and tends to bring that out in other people. We have the Three of Wands. This is just the watching of things moving around them, changes in life, changes in society. So for this person listening that's not calling in, I feel your energy. Thank you for letting me read your cards. And I just want to say hello to my new chatter in the chat room, Joe Des. If you got a question, feel free to let me know what it is. And we have a caller. So I'm going to shuffle my cards. I'm going to bring the caller on the line. Caller from area code 773, are you there?
Yeah, hi. It's Jodez from the chat room.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad you called in, too. I'm having difficulty with the studio tonight because they've changed it on me, so I'm kind of was having to bounce back and forth so I could figure out how to see the switchboard and the chat room on the same page. So, what brought you to Blog Talk Radio tonight?
Well, I was looking to see what people were saying about harnessing the full moon's energy.
Okay, and do you have a specific question? And would you like a tarot reading or an intuitive reading?
Sure. My question is I'm just kind of, you know, I was reading that it was saying a lot of stuff along the lines of whatever you were planting in the spring, it's coming to fruition now. And, you know, I wasn't really doing much because I was uncertain. And I just kind of am wondering if there's any clarity coming about.
Okay. And with things, your comment about planting things in the spring and the clarity and those things coming about, it's we reap what we sow. And there's something with your energy, although you may not feel like you are doing a lot, there's some positive energy that just automatically comes from you. You're going to start feeling some positive energy back from other people. And for some reason, I'm seeing you haven't felt a whole lot of that lately.
What did you say? I haven't felt a lot of positive energy lately?
From other people recently. Not in the same way that you give your positive energy the way you put it out there.
So what you're saying is you see more positive energy coming back?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. I'm kind of looking along the lines of career. I'm just trying to figure out what to do next with my career.
Okay. Are you currently working in your field?
I am currently working, and it's a nice little job. I'm really grateful for it. I would like to find something that would utilize my talents.
You will. You have to look in. I'm going to draw a couple cards for you as soon as I shuffle them for specifically for career. So do you feel that you have some changes coming up in the next, I'd say, 4 to 6 months? I have an inverted priestess card, which that goes right along with, you know, this job you have. You like the job, but you want something better. Usually the priestess is very peaceful with where they're at in life. And when I see this card come up inverted, it's the person saying, I'm in a really good place right now, but I want more. I need more from this. The Three of Pentacles. This tells me that you're going to be able to move forward within the career field, and you're going to have some peace at it. It comes naturally to you. It's almost like going to work or doing something you like. You're going to have the same feel from them. The Three of Wands is telling me that you have some movement around you, and you may be watching other people move on. Or you may be turning around and looking back. The energy of this is not telling me which, but it is telling me this is a positive energy because what you see during this time is going to help kind of reshape your perception of life in general in a positive way. You have the Fool card, which this tells me that, you know, sometimes people say, oh, don't do this, don't do that, but you're forging forward, and when you get to the other side of that river, things are going to be great. It's worth going forward, even though sometimes other people think you might not need to do that. I have a Two of Swords, and this tells me that right now you feel like you can't see what direction to go. You may feel a little bit stuck or trapped or bound in some way, and I just want you to know that will pass. And this is followed by a Nine of Pentacles, which is just a really peaceful card showing me that, you know, all the hard work you do, it's going to pay off in the long run. And again, this card represents you are going to enjoy the things throughout your career path as you go forward. And that is followed by Ace of Swords, which is the seventh card. And that just tells me that, you know, whatever it is in your past between getting from point A to point B, you're going to be able to conquer it with grace and dignity, even when sometimes you're going to feel like it's not worth it. Do you have questions about any clarification or anything I might have said you don't understand or want to know more about?
This all sounds really nice. It basically sounds like, you know, steady on, you know.
Yes.
I guess I'm just, I mean, what can I do to be to gain more clarity, because right now I'm meditating, I'm journaling, I'm talking to people, I'm planting the seed, I even set up an appointment with a recruiter. I'm just kind of wondering what I need to do, though. I mean, I feel like all these things are, I'm just wondering what I need to do that really is going to instigate something here.
Okay, there's a couple things I'm sensing, and I don't know what field you're in, but are there, like, related, I don't know if these could be, like, CERs when I worked at the hospital, the continuing education stuff, or little extra certifications, or small things like that that you can do that might take a little time and take a class here and there, you know, workshop-style classes, to get those little extra things that are going to look good on your resume. And one of the things I'm feeling very strongly around you is, for some reason, there's something with the length of time you've been in your field when you apply for jobs. There may be something going on there that is a factor. You've not been in the field long enough, or there's something time-wise that's affecting this.
Well, I'm wondering if you see something more along the lines of travel or something in marketing.
I do feel you going back and forth traveling for work. I don't know if this means you'll be moving to a different area. I feel a lot of movement. There is some back and forth geographically between a couple different places in your future over the next year. This does feel career related. One of the things you need to be careful of is when you're doing travel for work in the future, because you will be doing it, you just need to make sure that you're compensated adequately. There's something with that where, and see where an employer might not want to be as willing to compensate quite as much as they should in some way. So be cautious of that.
Hmm. All right. Well, is there anything else that I need to know that you think,
Yes. When you go to your next interview or you apply for that next job, you need to not worry so much and just kind of turn it over to the universe. I know you've done your part because you know everything you need to know to get the job. But maybe some of those little things that make you look a little better on paper, like the little extra certifications or whatever they are, little extra classes, those type of things might help. But you're on the right path. You just need to relax a little bit. And something great is going to be coming up for you when you least expect it.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. So don't give up. Keep going forward with what you're doing. You're doing everything you should, other than stop worrying about it so much. Don't get quite so, it's like you get really wound up and it's like you're holding your breath till you hear back or you know what's next. So stop that. You might pass out. And then, you know, that perfect thing's going to come along. So hang in there.
All right. Well, happy full moon, and likewise, thank you.
Okay, this is Intuitive Talk with Carrie. Tonight's call-in number for your free mini reading is 805-727-7011. Again, the call-in number tonight is 805-727-7011. And this year, I will be doing readings as usual, and I'm going to add in some counseling services. And if you want private reading or counseling, if you're under 18, make sure you got your parental consent. And I'll have the same great rates for private readings. You can contact me through the email address on the page, or you can call or text 907-942-3359. I'm going to move on to my next caller now. I have a caller here from Anonymous, area code
Hi.
Hi, who's on the line?
Yeah, my name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I was curious if I could have just a general reading.
Okay, I'm going to start shuffling the cards while you just talk to me for a moment, and you tell me when you feel it's the perfect moment for me to stop shuffling.
Okay, now.
Okay, let me follow through with that shuffle. Okay, I have the inverted Ace of Pentacles for you. I have a Page of Cups. I have an inverted Lover's card. I have the Priestess. We have an inverted Three of Pentacles. And I have a Three of Wands that is also inverted. Now, the Eight of Pentacles, this tells me that in career type of things, you might feel like you're a little bit upside down, overworked, or just not able to do enough to get where you want to be.
Yes.
But it's okay, because with the Pentacles, it's always you keeping your nose to the grindstone and forging forward, even though it's hard and you might want to give up. It's worth it because you will get there. Now, the Page of Cups, I really like that card. Something about your voice energy has a youthful feel to it. Page of Cups is usually a youthful energy in general. And the Page of Cups is all about abundance, keeping that young energy while obtaining abundance in life. And this Page of Cups, you know, is a very strong, can weather the storm and the hardships to get to that point of having that full cup at the end, which tells me that upside down with the career thing is going to be all right. Now, I'm a little bit concerned with your inverted Lover's card. This is telling me that on the romantic front, things may not be quite where you want them to be.
Yeah, I don't have any romantic life right now at all.
There's two reasons for that. One, there's a few things you might need to let go of from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is you need to just open yourself up and allow new energy to come in, which means don't keep your nose to the grindstone all the time. Look up and look around every once in a while.
Right.
Okay, now with the Priestess, it tells me on a spiritual level, you are right where you want to be and need to be at this point in your life. You have
mm-hmm.
the respect for others that you need and desire, and that comes naturally, although you may not feel that in the career world. But
mm-hmm.
for the people close to you, you do have that. You're loved and respected. And the other thing I like about the Priestess card is it shows a sense of, you just bring a positive energy, a calming, spiritual kind of vibe you throw off to other people, which they really appreciate. And I don't know if you actually have an awareness of that.
That I have a what? I'm sorry, the last part?
You have a peaceful, spiritual vibe that other people pick up from you, and I don't know if you have an awareness of that, but they do appreciate that about you.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that I have that. That'd be good.
Yeah. You do. You just need, once you become more aware of it, you'll be able to fine-tune it a little better to where you can kind of mold it into working in your favor in other situations.
Mm-hmm.
The Three of Pentacles, although this card was also inverted, which pentacles represent career and that type of thing, tells me that, I'm sorry, there was a strange noise and I don't know what it was.
Oh, it sounded like
weird
a text
from spirit,
yeah,
maybe. There's a strange beeping, I don't know what it meant.
Yeah, it wasn't my phone. That's strange. I don't know. It wasn't my phone. It wasn't your phone.
I don't know where it came from. Which
weird.
Is weird because I'm here myself. I don't know if it was the computer or the phone or something outside. I don't know. Okay, the Three of Pentacles tells me that even though you have this hard time and you feel kind of upside down in the career world right now, you're still focused. You're still doing really good work, and that's appreciated. You need to give yourself credit where credit is due when it comes to that. Now, the Three of Wands is telling me that you're going to move past that and that you're going to be saying goodbye to some things in your life and letting some new things in, which hopefully, in your case, you'll be saying goodbye to this hard stuff at work and opening yourself up to some positive romantic energy. And like I said, I just really feel every once in a while you just need to look up and look around. It's almost like you get so focused and you don't see what's right around you. And that's kind of keeping other energies out for you.
Another thing with work, the work thing is that I'm talking to an attorney right now, and there may be a possible lawsuit with work, so that makes sense, in a sense, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
With work being kind of an issue.
Yeah. Well, the seventh card I have for you is a Four of Wands. And the deck of cards I use is not a deck that I know very many other readers use. But the one I have, it's the Four of Wands. It's this beautiful palace out on an island with these wands coming up out of the water with flowers on them. And it's just very welcoming and inviting and tells me that the path you're on, you're going to have the peace that you're looking for. The work you're doing will pay off, even though it's hard to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not representing just, you know, work. This is with your friends, your family, spirituality. You are going to have that peace in all those areas of life. Well, one of my concerns for you, though, is I do feel that that gets interrupted sometimes and that it's almost like a back and forth. You're going to go along really good in all those areas, and then there's going to be something cropping up. But for the most part, you know, it's really positive.
Like,
you have a lot of
like
good things coming for you.
Like what could crop up that would cause me problems?
Okay, for example, everything with romance and family and relationships might be going great, but then there might be an issue at work. Or things at work are going great, there might be this family issue that crops up.
It's always been that way with me. It's always been that way.
Don't let them throw you off balance, because when that happens, I see it throwing you off balance, and then you have problems in both areas.
Yeah.
So be careful of that. The energy is showing me that sometimes it's hard for you to separate those out from each other, the different things in life. Which that tells me you're just an open person that kind of, you know, you're an open book. What people see is what they get with you. And for those of us that are that way, sometimes it's a little bit difficult not to let one thing over there.
I've had issues with, like, friends and things like that. That area will get better as well with friends and whatnot.
Yes. Hold the line for just a moment because I'm going to be cut off the air. But I want to talk to you for a moment longer, so I want to do my closing announcement.
Sure.
I want to thank everyone out there for listening to my first show in about a year and for taking the time to do this on the Blood Moon. I also want to thank a very special man out there who was very sweet and thoughtful and made it possible for me to return to doing my show and doing readings for all of you. It's something that brings me a lot of joy to share my gifts with all of you. Then if you want a private reading, you can call me at 907-942-3359. That's for a private reading or counseling services, which make sure if you're under 18, your parents are good with it. And again, that number you can call or text is 907-942-3359. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. And Lava and my chat room, go ahead and ask your question. If it doesn't cut off the chat room, I will answer your question. And I want to speak with my last caller for just a moment more, so don't go away. Oh, The chat person logged out. Okay. Not bad for my show in over a year, I guess. Two callers, so.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for doing this reading for me. I appreciate it. It's been great since you said you hadn't done it in a while. You're doing great, so thank you.
Thanks. And I just, one of the things I wanted to tell you before you go,
mm-hmm.
the issue you have with your friends or those around you that are causing you a little bit of chaos or a little bit of drama, I'm not sure what that is, but I'm really feeling that energy from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the big picture of life, you know, whatever that is, don't let them suck you in and just kind of, it's one of those things where you just need to tell them, you know, if it's your friend or your family, I love you and I'm sorry you had to experience that or whatever it is, but don't let them suck you into it. Because in the big picture of life, a couple years down the road, it's really not going to matter. But if you get sucked into that drama going on right now, I just feel that it could go badly for you. And meaning it could be things that cause you to feel ill and that type of thing. So be very careful of that.
Yeah, I've had some health issues, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and other people's drama, you just don't need that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, well, you have a great... And thank you so much for letting me read for you. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.